or D, or you guys, if you have top six forward out, it might be that you guys seem to be able to continue on without missing a beat. And I guess looking at it from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's really tough when you have, you know, really important players out of your lineup, and specifically on the back end, you know, when Buff's out, I think, you know, everyone was really disappointed to see him get hurt just because he was playing so well, and he's been playing so well for us all year. But yeah, at that point, I guess everybody probably picks up a few more minutes, a little more responsibility, and you have to try to, you know, play the best you can in that opportunity. But I think for our team, obviously one of our strengths, I believe, is our depth. And, you know, even players coming up from the Moose have done a great job for us as well when they've been called upon. So if you're going to, you know, do well in this league and try to win games throughout the 82-game season into the playoffs, you're going to need to have depth. And it's been something that's, you know, been a bright spot for us for sure.
Jacob talked about how guys love to play the increased minutes. And for him, he said it helps get him kind of into the groove. For you, how does it impact your game when kind of you're put into some different scenarios or put into more minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, honestly, as a player, all you can really ask for or want, I guess, is more opportunity. And that's something that you have to earn and do that, you know, by playing well and practicing games. But obviously when there's injuries, like I said before, it's tough to see Buff go down. But at the same time, you know, if you're called upon, hop over the boards a couple more times and in some more, you know, key situations that he'd normally be in, obviously you have to embrace it. And again, as a player, all you really want and are looking for is opportunity, and then you have to make the most of it from there. So, yeah, I guess with that increased workload, it's something that you try to embrace.
How would you rate the first half of the season for the team, Josh? If maximizing your potential as a team is a 10, where are you guys?
You know, I don't know. I'm not really a numbers guy, but I think we've been coming along really well. Obviously, where we sit in the standings, I think we've been happy with our first half. I think one of the key things for us, you know, looking back at the off season and coming into this year, was finding our identity as a team. And obviously, we did a lot of great things last season and things that we learned from, things we can build on going into this year. But it is a new year. It's a new team. We have new faces in here. We're, I think, even younger than we were last year. So, you know, trying to find that identity. And I think that's something that we've really been, you know, improving on over the course of the first few months here. And we know that it's just going to get harder from here on out, but it's been a really good first half. And I think we've made a lot of strides as a team, and you know, there's a lot of things that we can build on.
How much of the battle is mental because of the grind of the playoffs and the emotional highs you went through last spring, and knowing that might be coming again? How much of it is mental to try to get to that level now?
Well, I think it's a progression. So obviously we have the extreme mental highs and physical, you know, exertion that was the playoffs last season, and try to get ready for this year the best you can. And then coming into this season, it just kind of ramps up and ramps up, obviously, over the course of the year. I mean, if you watch from the start of the season to Christmas to, you know, now after Christmas, after the bye week all-star break and just towards the end of the season, I think it just constantly ramps up and the intensity gets more. So as a team, I think that's where we have to be on the forefront of that and, you know, be one of those teams that's driving that intensity to another level. And again, with our team, when we're playing our game and playing right, we're really fast and quick, and that's something that we definitely did in the game in Edmonton and did last night. So again, things that we have to, you know, force ourselves to drive and push that pace every game down the line here.
The identity of this team this season, is it different than what we saw last year?
I think every year it changes a little bit. Just obviously last year we had a great season, great run in the playoffs, just fell short. But I think more of it is coming into the year, if you're thinking it's going to be easy at all, or thinking that you know, what you did the year before is just going to happen for you again, that's obviously not how it works. And so for us, I think every line's, you know, we have a few lines that are the same makeup as last year, a few pairings, but a lot of our lines are a little bit different, a couple of different guys. So kind of finding the identity as a line and as a pairing or as a combination and figuring out sort of what that looks like to have success. I mean, each line's just going to be a little bit different. So I think we've done a good job of that and also kind of preparing for games. I mean, last year, again, we had a few different guys in the room and some younger guys this year, and kind of finding sort of what makes us tick as a team and sort of what our heartbeat is before the game and how we prepare and all those things. And like I said, I think there's still room for us to improve, obviously, but I think we've been kind of progressing really well.
Patrick, you and Dustin obviously shoot in different ways. Does it change the dynamic at all, that first power play unit you have at the top?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when Buff's there as a righty, he's got that one-timer option from Blake on the half wall, and you know, it's just a little bit different angle for Wheels passing to me, and then again to Buff, and then same thing, you know, me or Buff passing over to Patty. It's just a little bit different. So I think yeah, it changes a few things, but there's some benefits to me being a left-hand shot, and there's some benefits to being a right-hand shot. So it just kind of changes a little bit, but when you're playing with guys that are that skilled and have that much ability, you know, it's pretty easy to play with those guys. But, you know, definitely when you watch Buff, he's probably one of the better power play defensemen in the league, in my opinion, and he does a great job in that spot. So, you know, when he's out and I'm filling in there, I try to do the best I can and, you know, just try and, I guess, not change anything that they're doing because they've been running pretty well throughout this season. So, yeah, definitely to answer the question, changes a few things, but I think you just kind of make those adjustments and keep going.
Did you